there, podcast listeners. This is Susan Saravo, and you're listening to the Success with Instagram podcast. And today I'm talking about what are the best times to post on Instagram. Last year, Instagram replaced the chronological feed with an algorithm that gives priority to posts with higher engagement. First, I thought it was kind of a bummer because I just want to view the posts of the people that I follow and keep it simple. However, that's just not the case anymore, so some strategy must be implemented if you want people to see your posts. If you generate a lot of engagement shortly after posting, Instagram views that as high quality and moves it to the top of the feeds. So if you want your post to do that, what must you do? Well, first, post when your audience is most active, which can be different for everyone. Think about it this way. More engagement means more visibility. More visibility means more people will see it and be more engaged with it. So it's kind of a cyclical thing, if you know what I mean. Some people say post after work hours when people are free and will be able to see your post. Then others say post during work hours when people are bored at work and they want to go on social media for some interesting stuff. Well, the simplest way to start is to experiment with posting morning, noon, and evening, and then keep a tally of how much engagement your post received and how quickly that happened. And that will give you an idea of when your audience is most active, which obviously can vary depending on time zones. There are tools that provide those analytics for you. Some are third-party tools such as Sprout Social, Simply Measured, and Hootsuite. But let's look at what you can learn just from Instagram alone. If you have a business account on Instagram, which many people say you should just go ahead and switch over to that, you can find out in the insight section some interesting information about your audience. You can see analytics for impressions, reach, and followers. Now, speaking of follower information, you can learn what hours or days of the week your followers are on the platform and also see the average time your followers are on Instagram on a typical day. Another interesting tidbit, you can sort Instagram posts by the top posts for each insights category. You can see the top posts sorted by impressions for both a 7-day and a 30-day period. Now, why is this information important? You can see exactly how many people saw your post rather than just the number of people who liked it. Maybe you posted something that you thought was really great, but it turns out it was a different post, one that you weren't so thrilled about, that was the one that really resonated with people. We don't want to get caught up in this, well, gee, they saw it, but they didn't like it. I know they saw it, but because that could drive you crazy. But just use that information. One post, you had X number of people see it, but only so many people liked it versus not that many people saw it, but hey, a lot of people liked it. So you can use that information to help you determine what to post next. You can also see how your content performs over the short versus the long term. I've noticed sometimes a post on Instagram does okay at the beginning, and then somehow it picks up steam in the next week or so. And I've also found that to be true on LinkedIn. Not so much Facebook, but LinkedIn and Instagram as well. All of the information you get from Instagram Insights or a third-party platform can provide you with the insights you need to know when your post has the best chance of getting the most eyeballs on it. And that's what we want, right? I hope this information has been useful. Happy posting during those peak hours, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.